Okay. All right, so speaking of my daughter.
What'd she say? Brilliant insights again?
God bless
Were you
America.
Flirting again?
She's unbelievable. Yeah, well, I was flirting. There's a woman, the one that came over for 4th of July, Catherine.
You flirting with her?
Well, I always flirt with her. A little Russian woman. She's great.
Okay.
She loves my daughter. She's like, hello, Lala. She gives a big hug. And I was like, man, I wish you hugged me like that. And she came up and gave me a little butt squeeze. It was great. So we're going down aisle 4 at Publix yesterday doing some shopping. And Lila goes.
Was that the condiment section?
I think it's ketchup and mustard, Jim.
Okay.
She said, Dad, you got to see this. And of course, I'm trying to get in and out. I had a phone call I had to make. I was like, listen, I just want to get in and out. You know, she's got to see this. I said, what's that? She goes, come here. Should we go over? So she always gets a balloon. She always goes and gets a balloon. I said, make sure it's one of the free ones. Because last time she got like 4 balloons, they charged me $7.99 for a balloon. I'm like, and she goes, look at those two over there. There was 2 young guys, probably 19, 20.
Yeah. Oh, they were together as a couple?
And I said, yeah. And she goes, they're gay. And I said,
this
what?
Is really interesting.
She goes, they're gay. And I said, how do you know? She goes, I was over there getting a balloon.
Okay.
And the one guy was getting flowers. And the guy who was doing my balloon said, oh, you getting your girlfriend some flowers? He goes, no, I'm getting my partner some flowers here. Like this is my boyfriend. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, well, that's pretty special that he would
Look
get that he would get a significant
such,
other.
You're such a,
and then you know, oh. The flipping question came.
She asked you if you're gay?
Do you support homosexuals?
She really said that?
She said
at
that.
At 9?
In public.
Do you support?
In public. She goes, do you support homosexuals?
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if it was my family, it's easy. But I'm flipping on that statement.
I couldn't believe it.
The statement, right? So not, you know, what does it mean to be gay or why are
what
they
together?
What
do you together? Think I said? I got gay friends. I know you have gay
my
son
is gay.
Your
my brother's
gay.
Yeah. I have 2 uncles that are gay.
What do you think I said?
Something from the like God loves everybody.
That was the second thing I said. The first thing I said, I bought some time. I said, what do you mean by support? Support
you
homosexuals?
To, you know what? Forget me. You need to have her on this talk show with you. She's like 9
do you
going
support
on
homosexuals?
She's like 9 going on 18.
And I'm thinking, you know, I hate the sin, love the sin. I'm thinking all this because I'm Catholic. And in the Catholic religion.
Yep.
They don't believe that's a good thing. I mean, you read the Bible, it's not
right.
It's not religious. It's not proper to be homosexual to like people of the same gender. And so I'm like, I said, what do you mean by support? She goes, well, are you okay with it?
That's interesting.
She didn't say, I like it? She said, are you? I said, of course I'm okay with it. I said, God loves everybody.
There you go.
We're all made in his image.
There you go.
And so so he loves everybody. And so if God loves them, why shouldn't I love them?
Oh, God,
I said, I love everybody. And then I just waited. And she goes, so you're okay with 2 men getting together and having a relationship or 2 women?
At 9 years old.
Yeah.
And she's still going. Like, I would have thought that would have
I'm looking through
it.
The mac and cheese. I'm going through ketchup. I'm throwing stuff in the cart. I don't even know what I'm buying.
Ding dongs. Here. Have a Twinkie.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And I said, well, I said, you know, it's really interesting, Lila, because, you know, our religion being through Catholicism, I said, doesn't believe that being homosexual is right. And that you should pray for that person so that they can change. But I believe that you're born that way. And I said, I really don't think people have a say. I said, think about it. I said, why at the age of 15 or 16 would you decide you wanted to be gay, knowing you're going to be scrutinized and ostracized and stigmatized?
Wait, you had that
and every eye. I said, yeah, well, yeah. And yeah. I said, why would you decide you'd want to be gay, knowing you're going to get hammered for it? I mean, it's, and I guess you can make an argument that it's in vogue or cool to come out now. But people are coming out. It may be cool for them, but they're coming out because they are gay.
Right.
People don't come out as gay. Now, you do have bisexuals. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw Anne Heche, who used to be married to Ellen DeGeneres, and now she's married to a guy. And people are like, well, wait a minute. I thought you were a lesbian. No, I never said I was a lesbian. I was with Ellen DeGeneres. I didn't say that. And they're going back and forth and back and forth. You're like, well, what are you? And I guess I'm bisexual.
Right.
Julian Huff,
yeah,
is like that. She's with a guy, and then some people make the argument, well, it must not have gone good with that guy, and so she decides she's going to go with a woman because she's got twice as many things to choose from. No. No.
No, you can choose.
No, I mean, if that was the case, I would be gay. I would go, the hell with women. I just went through a relationship. I've been married. It didn't work out.
Right.
I think I'm going to go the other way. And I joke about it. I may end up being married to you.
A nice, good-looking guy who likes football.
Exactly. Right? We got a lot of things in common.
You can manscape together.
You can change light bulbs for me, take the trash out, cut the grass. Sure. So I walked the thin line. I walked the thin line.
I thought you did that very well because I also think...
I told her I have gay friends. I said, I had a conversation with a gay friend who lost his partner after 30-something years that I love to death. And it's always interesting because whenever I talk to him, I always bring up gay things because I wanted him to know that we have something in common and that I'm okay with him being gay. And he knows that already. So he's like,
stopped it. It's like, that's like,
you know, Josh, his son's gay. You know, he's like, okay, that's weird. I'm like,
you always, that is the quintessential.
It's like when I get around black people,
right,
I start talking Ebonics. I know.
Because you think that if you don't, then you're being disrespectful.
I will go out of my way to talk to a black person.
No, I get this as being...
I did it yesterday. And they're like, crazy white man, what are you doing? I'm like, how you doing today? And she's like, good. And I was like, you having a good day? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And I was like, who's this little man here? You know, and I'm just let them know that whites and blacks can coexist. No, I mean, I just want them to know that I'm all about the Black Lives Matter and I'm cool.
No.
But I want to let them know that because if they do have this preconception that white people are horrible or they're privileged, that I want her to go, I met the nicest white man today at Publix and he was really nice to my son.
She was like, she probably went home and was like, dude, I met this weird guy. He just came and started talking to me.
Yeah, it could be.
I get that as being Jewish. They find you're Jewish. You know, did you have a good Hanukkah? Shut up. Like,
no, but that means a lot.
I mean,
it's their intention.
Intention is good. And you understood, but it's the same. Anybody who's in that position, it'd be one thing if it was during Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Right. Or Pride Week.
Yeah.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like you just, people just want to be loved and respected for being people.
Yeah.
First, it's all context. Read the room. Now, again, you didn't go up and say, hi, I as a white person, I want to let you know that. I mean, like, this, oh God.
So you've had a lot of gay people around you through your life.
Yeah.
But in most cases, if a guy or a girl walks into a party and they see a couple and they don't know they're together, and it's two guys or two girls.
Yeah.
And I want you to meet my partner.
Yeah.
Or my soulmate.
It's an oh moment.
You're kind of like.
That's exactly.
And you're stuck a little bit because it's different.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
And unless you're around it all the time, then...
But that's okay. Yeah. I mean, there's an O moment, but you know what the difference is? Here's the thing. Have the O moment in here.
Yeah, but I mean, there is that...
Oh.
Nice to meet you. Well, and then you got to... What do you do for a living?
Yeah, well, because it is.
You know, well, they threw it out there first, so it's almost like when they throw something out, it's kind of like,
well,
hear it's supposed to storm today. I did too. I hope I have the boat covered up. Oh, I forgot to bring in the patio furniture. So you want to accentuate the fact they brought up first. So when they say, this is my, just like I would say, this is my wife.
That's exactly. Very nice to meet you.
It's really
nice.
You
see what I mean? See, it's no different. I understand. I understand internally
the
moment because you see two men together. You see two men standing together. You don't necessarily know are they together as a couple or not.
Yeah.
They introduce themselves as a couple, and you go, oh, because your first thought is that they're not a couple.
Yeah.
Because of the sheer numbers, which is okay.
Yeah.
It's just like don't lose your. You know, I am very proud of you because what you did. Not only was I feel it was appropriate, I feel it was psychologically appropriate. Forget my beliefs and all that kind of stuff. I think it was psychologically appropriate. Now, I know some people might argue from your religious perspective, but you did what a parent should do, which is, number one, don't, like, lecture.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by support? Pull the questions from the kid because you don't know what that. Number two. You did, I feel like I'm on Fox. Number two, Tony, is you expressed your views, but you expressed your views in a way that was not punitive, right? It's and listen, particularly where we live, there are a lot of kids who grow up and they learn it in the church and they learn it from their parents. Well, I can't say that it's okay. I understand it, but it's so hammered into them that when they are exposed to it for the first time, they kind of don't know what to do, and so they just start, they start repeating what they here. We have experienced this as a family.
Yeah.
You know, particularly with my son.
I was waiting for her to say, do you think it's wrong?
Well, that's and it. She said support.
And I never got that question. And so I was kind of like, whew. But I did go as far as to say that, you know, we believe as Catholics that this is not proper behavior, but God loves all of us, and these people will go to heaven, and blah 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 blah. And here's the thing is again, and we're really bad at this. We talked about stigmatisms and addictions yesterday. We try to put ourselves, well, why doesn't it just stop or go get help, or why is it taking you 9 times to get over this heroin addiction? You cannot make a judgment on a person. You can have an opinion on it, but you can't make a judgment on a person definitively unless you've been in their shoes. And I will say this about abortion as well. I think a lot of, and I don't speak for all Catholics by any stretch, because a lot of Catholics are straight down the line.
Yeah, no, I know. Yep.
They're like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And I pray for you. Well, thank you. I mean, I'll take all the prayers I can get, and I pray for you too, because I know you have vices, and I know you do things that aren't very Catholic or Christian-like. Okay, just because, you know, you can see mine or you can see my partner. And so, you know, I'm and I think a lot of people in all religions feel the same way. Baptists have gay friends. Mm-hmm. Episcopalians have gay friends. Lutheran people have gay friends. Catholics have gay friends. And so it's a line you walk to where would you be friends? Well, of course I'd be friends. I got lots of gay friends. You do? I'm like, yeah.
See, like that's, yeah.
I sure do.
Again, I come at it from a different perspective.
And if you don't. Why? And you draw that line, then be prepared to sit there. I think it's just totally narrow-minded and shallow to say, I'm not hanging out with that person because they're Democratic or because they believe in abortion or they're gay. That's ridiculous. We're all people. We're all loved by Christ. And I'm not gonna judge you for it. Now, I may not like it. Right. I may not believe in your views, but it doesn't mean we can't have a debate or a conversation about, you know, the New England Patriots.
No.
Tom Brady.
I think there's certain issues, though.
And I think that's where a lot of us are torn. And, you know.
I think there's certain issues, though, that depending on what your belief is about those issues, it doesn't define you It doesn't define you in totality, right? It doesn't define you. But it says enough about you that the other person can make a judgment about whether it's worth their time to invest in you as a person. But you know what I mean?
That's a great way to put it.
You could use abortion. You could use abortion. I can see.
Oh, I know
Catholic
some people that if you.
Right.
Now, if you're out there with signs saying, I believe in, you know, pro-choice, there's some people that are like, I ain't hanging out with you when you're holding a sign. Now, they may end up going out to a party or going balling with them on Friday nights. I don't know. I guess it depends on how much of a forefrontal thing it is for you to express your views on that particular thing. And we saw that with politics. There was a lot of people that are like, why do you have a Joe Biden hat on? What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, it got tried.
But there's a lot of people that do the whole, I don't talk about religion, talk about sex, talk about, you know. And so it just kind of is an underlying current. But if they want to have a discussion about it, I'm certainly here to discuss that. But I mean, if someone sits there and says, well, you can't be this way and be Catholic or whatever, I'm like, sure I can. Look at me.
Do you realize that your child who's 9, when you and I were 9 and we saw a gay couple, well, actually, when you and I are 9, well, it wouldn't be likely that we, well, I grew up in LA. This is a part of her life, right? This is just a part of life. And I know people have different views, and we have a local radio host who took very strong views, you know, with his daughter, et cetera. Given my personal relationship, to declare that it's not a part of our society and to not embrace what our society is doing, it puts you in a very difficult, situation. Like you said, you can not like it. You can be against it. You can not associate with people who are homosexual, transgender, pro-choice, all that kind of stuff. But you live in a more narrow, smaller world. Now, some people will say, that's fine. That's the way I like it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's fine. And you find your neighborhood, and you find your people, and you find your place of worship, and then you just live your life that way.
Yeah.
That's fine. But as a psychologist, I always say, that's fine until your son comes out gay, until your daughter gets pregnant.
Until it directly affects
until
you.
Your this marries, you know, your white kid marries a black person. And it's interesting because you will see people, parents particularly, they go two ways. Initially, you know, they're shocked and they either just disregard the child. I've seen more kids get pushed out because gay, transgender, interracial, you know, mm-hmm. So they either push them out and they stand and they double down, or they start evolving and they make that decision that this is my child and I love them and maybe I can learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's sad to me because, I mean, look, we've gotten to this place here. We're doing it on masks. We're doing it on vaccinations.
Yeah.
We're doing it on your political affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened to me that's scary is it's getting more and more extreme.
Yep.
Stronger and stronger and stronger. And the stronger it gets, it's harder to meet. You always say most of us are in the middle. I feel like most of us are in the middle, but we're getting pulled to the extremes
mm-hmm.
because we don't know. We can't find anyone in the middle.
Yeah, and I'm a middle guy. I do think it's okay to step out and watch sometimes. I don't think you always have to have an affiliation with one way or another. No one's, I mean, what's the first question you get when you come to town?
Alabama or Auburn.
Exactly.
I'm like, what?
And I said, hell, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Neither did I.
Because I was a baseball guy and I was
right.
NFL.
I was like UCLA.
And of course, it made it pretty easy because we're the flagship station for Alabama football and I had blood, sweat, and tears. I sat on a billboard. I sat in every seat at Legion Field. I did all these things. And so it was easy to make my affiliation, and I made a hell of a lot more money when Alabama won as opposed to Auburn because it's 2 hours away.
Yeah.
And Alabama's okay. 45 minutes down the road. So, but yeah, you have to make that affiliation. You can't be both. And of course, it worked out easy for me. And by the way, Mark Ingram is going to join our show, I think, on Thursday to talk about the big Georgia game this weekend for the UAB Blazers. So I took that affiliation down the middle of the road, and it was easy. It was
by default, you needed to be.
Yeah, by default, and you know, look, I took that road 20 something years ago, and now look at the program.
Yeah, well, I went that way too. Yeah. I was sick of people saying that they didn't care about UCLA and the Pac thing and Pac-12.
I default to be Jesus-like. You know, the whole "What would Jesus do?" And I know it's campy, and it's cliche-ish, but I'm like, you've been to church long enough now. You've read the Bible. You've gone to CCD classes. I'm saying this to my 9-year-old. What do you think Jesus thinks about this particular situation?
We do that. My family.
He's not happy with a lot of things we do.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to sin again today. You know, I'm going to try to do my best to listen to the angel and not the devil on my shoulder. But, I mean, we're going to do things that he does not like, and he may not like that. But it doesn't mean he doesn't love them, and he built every one of us in his own image. And so what does that tell you? It's a gift to sit there and tell someone they're going to hell while they're still alive. Don't tell them. You don't know crap. Those are the people I stay away from. The ones that are trying to send me to damnation.
Yeah.
Because they,
but
and
Tony,
we talked about
that. Clear. It's they're clear. You got the commandments.
Particularly somebody 15 years ago. I'm
you
like,
got the commandments.
Okay. And those are the people that I don't have time. I'm kind of like, okay. I don't burn bridges with anybody, but I'm like, okay. If you want to go have a cup of coffee and discuss this, I'll go to church with you. I'll do whatever. But okay, if that's the way you feel, if there's so people that are so definitive in the way they feel about a particular thing, if you're not this way, you're out. Then okay, then you go back with your. I got plenty of other people that are middle of the road that are in that gray area that I can talk to.
Well, that plus too, it captured life. Now it does, and then we got to move on because like this is getting way too deep. It makes your life conveniently simple. Right. Again, psychological angle. If I knew that all I needed to do was these things and all I needed to have were these beliefs, this belief, not this belief. And if I knew that I did those things and had this belief and this belief, that my life would be good. And that anything that happened in my life, play it out. It happened for a reason. It happened because there's a plan. It's completely cut and dry.
Yeah.
If as a human being, that makes us feel super comfortable.
Yeah.
But where, and some people absolutely hold true to that. And if you can hold true to that, good for you. I can't live that way. There is too much in my world that says that's not true.
Yeah.
And I think that where we get into trouble is when you meet a person who has those very distinct beliefs and it works for them and they meet somebody who it's more uncertainty, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes both ways. It pisses me off that you're so narrow or so set in your ways.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I would say there's some envy there because my life's a little confusing. It's up here. Yep. I got another thing. You've got it all laid out. Now, I would argue that you've got it laid out not because of any truth, but you've created this in your head so it's better. And again, people will be very angry about me. That's fine. That's fine. But yeah, your life's probably a lot easier than mine because you just, it is what it is. Do A, B, and C.